Welcome back to ChildrensMinistryPodcast.com with your host, Carl Bastian, the creator of Kidology.org, and his ever-faithful sidekick, Gus, who is about to confront Carl on his desire to become a chef. Seems Gus isn't so sure it's such a good idea for Carl to take up cooking. If you are new to this podcast, be sure to check out past installments, as they are never outdated and each has its own unique flavor. But for now, let's head to Carl's kitchen and hang out with Gus and Carl.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Excuse me?
Okay. But I do gotta have a little talk with you, Carl.
Well, what about?
Well, it's about this whole you being a chef thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not so sure about it.
What aren't you so sure about?
Well, I'm not sure it's such a good idea.
Why not?
Well, not only have I watched the video that you put on your blog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm still recovering.
What do you mean?
But I've also tasted some of your cooking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and even your macaroni and cheese ain't anything to write home about, buddy.
What do you mean?
Well, let's just kind of call this a little bit of an intervention.
Intervention?
Yeah, I think maybe you might want to lose the whole cooking thing.
What are you talking about?
Buddy, I don't want to, like, hurt your feelings or, you know, come on too strong, but I don't know about you becoming a cook. You're not that great of a cook.
All right, look, I was just kind of having fun with the whole video cooking food thing.
Yeah, maybe you were having fun. I'm not sure the people watching the video were having much fun.
Well, I got some good news for you, Gus. I am not trying to become a chef of food.
That is good news.
What I'm trying to do is encourage people to become a chef of God's Word.
A chef of God's Word? What are you going to do? Take the Bible, chop it up into little pieces, sprinkle a little Parmesan on top, and microwave it for 30 seconds?
No. What I want to do is encourage people to approach their teaching similarly the way a chef approaches preparing food.
Okay, you've completely lost me, buddy.
All right, go with me here for a minute.
Okay, I'm going, but I'm going slow.
Look, why do we enjoy food so much?
Because it's delicious.
No, seriously. At a practical level, think about it. Food is simply a fuel for our bodies.
I think it's more than that.
No, we just need food to make our bodies go. Like a gasoline is to a car, food is to our bodies. I mean, we ought to be able to simply eat what we need 3 times a day and get on with life.
That doesn't sound very exciting.
You're right, it isn't. And that's why countless hours and dollars are spent on marketing food and developing recipes and creating enjoyable environments in which to eat.
Yeah, man. You just go to the store and there's all kinds of aisles and boxes and restaurants.
That's right. And that is why a respected occupation is that of the chef.
Okay.
And what does a chef do? He studies food so that he can prepare the best possible meal. All right, he or she knows what her patrons want to eat, and they prepare it in such a way so it is pleasing to the eyes and to the nose, as well as to the taste.
Ah!
You see, a chef transforms the food from fuel into an enjoyable experience that can be savored and relished in the hope that those who dine will be back for more.
Okay, so let me see if I'm getting this right. You're saying that there's many wonderful comparisons between what a chef does for food and what a teacher of God's Word can do for biblical truth.
Exactly. You see, practically speaking, truth is just the fuel of life. If we eat well, we can live longer, healthier lives. If we live by truth, we'll live longer, better lives too. One that offers our best chance at a long life on earth. The other offers the only chance at eternal life. If we consistently take in a healthy dose of truth and let it permeate our lives, just as nutrients soak into our physical system, our souls can be healthy in this life as well as in the next.
Ah, but we don't really eat healthy naturally, do we?
No, and that's why there are entire industries devoted to trying to attract us to good eating, if not healthier eating. Food is presented in such a way as to draw us in and attract us. Now, food is enjoyable, but there's no lasting impact. We'll soon need to eat again. And few of us can remember what we even ate last week, let alone a year ago.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, let me ask you, do you know what you ate for dinner on September 7th, 1990?
No, you got me there.
Well, I know that I had seasoned chicken stuffed with some kind of a delicious stuffing with mashed potatoes on a side of veggies.
How do you know that?
Because it was on my first date with my wife, Sarah.
Oh, how romantic.
We were on a dinner cruise at Navy Pier while we were students at Moody.
Wow, and you remember the meal?
I do, because it was at a memorable event. And we can do the same thing with our teaching. See, we can create an attractive and enjoyable spiritual meal that will be remembered for years to come. And even those lessons that aren't long remembered can still have contributed to the ongoing spiritual health of those that we teach.
Wow. So you're saying that we can become a chef of God's Word. We can prepare our teaching in such a way that it's not just fuel, but it actually becomes an enjoyable experience and makes the kids more spiritually healthy.
That's right.
Wow, that's kind of cool. So I see you've been working on what you call your kids' church cookbook. Can you tell us more about this?
I would love to tell you more about it. The kids' church cookbook is this manual that I've been putting together to help teachers become a chef of God's Word. And it is an incredible resource. I don't think anything like this has ever been put together. There is a lot of curriculums out there for children's church, but this is designed to help you become a chef of God's Word, regardless of what curriculum you use or whether you just start with the Bible, the raw ingredients. You will be able to put together tasty lessons that kids are just gonna gobble up.
Ooh, I like that.
The first section is all about this concept of becoming a chef of God's Word and what that means. The second section is called Setting the Mood, and it's going to be about how to create an environment, the restaurant per se, the kids' church room, both from the room and the setting to you as a person, as a teacher, the secrets of creating the environment where kids will want to come and will want to learn. The next one is creating the recipe, how to build your lessons with the meat of God's Word and then the ingredients that go around that meat that complement it, and what the salad is, what the dessert is, and what those complementing ingredients are, so that you can create a well-balanced lesson from any passage of Scripture.
Wow! I mean, they'll be able to create a lesson from any passage of Scripture just from that section of the Kids Church Cookbook?
They absolutely will be. And then the fourth section is on how to choose ingredients that will complement that main course. And we're going to go through all the different types of ingredients that are very common in a children's church lesson so that they will be able to really build on and reinforce what they're trying to teach.
Wow.
Now, the fifth section I'm really excited about, because so often I have people say that they're not creative, and they point to people who are really creative and say, oh, I'm just not creative like you. And in this section, I am going to give away a secret invention of mine so that anyone who teaches children's church will be able to discover just how creative they are.
Oh, what is it? What is it? What is it?
I am not going to give it away. They will just have to wait till part five comes out. But this has been laboratory clinically tested at KidU conferences and at workshops that I have done. And what I did is I broke down the creative process that I use when I write my lessons, when I write Disciple Town. I actually use this when I write. And I've been writing and creating lessons for years. I have taught over 1,000 kids' church services, and I do it very quickly. And people think that, you know, it just comes naturally. And I actually broke down the process that I go through and figured out what I do so quickly only because it's a muscle that I have exercised and used for years. Broke that process down into a system and then created a tool to help others who haven't done it before do that process more slowly. And then as they develop that muscle, they too will be able to do it more quickly. Eventually, they won't need this tool. They'll be able to do it very quickly and naturally as well. But this tool will help them use it. And what's been kind of fun is I've been writing Disciple Town. There's times where I'm stumped and trying to write an element to go with one of the lessons. And I'm pulling out the invention and using it and coming up with great creative ideas. And that will be in part five on getting creative.
Okay, what's part six?
Oh, part six is great. In fact, let me say that in all the workshops I have done at the Children's Pastors Conference in the 10 years or more that I've been speaking there, the one workshop that I've had people come back to me years later and say has had the most impact on their ministry has been the one that I have done on my kids' church crew. But my children's church has always been run and planned by kids. It's been run by kids, taught by kids, and has been a kid-driven children's church program. And this part six is going to be called the Kitchen Crew, and it's going to be all about how to have kids running, planning, and being in charge of your children's church ministry, as well as what adult leaders you need and what are all the team dynamics of a children's church program. So the Kitchen Crew is part six. And then part seven is called menu planning. And curriculums are awesome, but curriculums are supposed to serve you. You are not supposed to serve curriculums. And so often children's teachers or children's pastors or directors of a children's church don't know what they're doing until they buy their next curriculum. And they only plan a month out or a quarter out or at the most a year out. And when you're done with part seven, you are going to have scoped out and planned out a scope and sequence for the future of your children's church. And then instead of just hunting for the next curriculum, you're going to be looking for curriculums that will fit what you want to accomplish in your children's church. Sometimes you're going to write your own because there isn't one out there that fits, or you're going to find things that are out there and you're going to plug them in, and you are going to become a master menu planner for your children's church. So the Kids Church Cookbook is going to make you a master chef over all the elements of your Kids Church program, and I'm very excited about it.
Wow, that sounds really cool. So this Kids Church Cookbook is just going to really revolutionize people's children's church program.
It is.
Okay, and I also think I heard a rumor that you've got a new cooking show coming out.
Oh, that's right. It's called the Kids Church Cooking Show. And in this cooking show, it's about a 20-minute show filmed in a kitchen studio where I basically like a cooking show.
Not with food, I hope.
No, it's not with food. I will be showing how to do balloons, how to do magic, how to do object lessons, storytelling in a cooking show theme. And it's a training video just to teach children's church teachers how to use these different components in the teaching that they do in their children's church.
Wow, and how many of these are there?
There's going to be seven different episodes, and the first one is already done, and it's on all kinds of crazy creative ways to use hats in their teaching.
Wow, that's amazing. So there's the Kids Church Cookbook. Comes out in seven parts and seven episodes of the Kids Church Cooking Show.
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing. Man, this must be expensive.
Well, Gus, you're going to be surprised just how affordable this is. The training videos are actually completely free to members of Kidology.org. They just go to the Kidology online training section and look for the Kids Church Cooking Show videos, and they are online and streaming there for free just so that they can watch and be equipped and encouraged in their children's ministry. The Kids Church Cookbook sections come out in installments, about one every other month. They're $14.99 for non-members. Of course, members always get a discount, so they're $11.99. Not only do they get the PDF book and whatever bonus content might be coming out with those, but they get the Kids Church Cooking Show as a download, as a bonus content, so they can have it on their computer, be able to watch it full screen, even use it as a training video in their children's ministry, perhaps to show to their Kids Church team there at their church. Now, here's what's really cool. If they want to get all of the downloads, the Kids Church Cooking Show, the PDF, the other bonus materials that come out, it's different with each one. For just $9.99, they can subscribe to the entire Kids Church Cookbook. Doesn't matter when they start the subscription. They can pay just one fee for the entire Kids Church Cookbook. At whatever point they do that, they'll get all the downloads from the past episodes, and in the future as they come out, they will just automatically get an email saying that there are new downloads available, and they'll get the new sections and the new downloads as they come out. And just to sweeten the deal, when this is all done, there will be the Kids Church Cookbook will come out on CD-ROM that will be available for sale in the store, and it will cost more at that time than it does now as a download, but we will just drop one of those in the mail to them. So even though they've got all these downloads on their computer, they will just get the convenience of having it all in a nice CD-ROM that they can throw up on their shelf and save. So there's a lot of neat resources for them to have to equip and encourage them in their children's church and help them become an awesome chef of God's Word.
Wow, I don't think there's any way you could make it a sweeter deal.
Well, actually, there is one way.
I kind of knew this was coming.
You know what? We want to show them that there are some great children's church curriculums out there that can make them be a great chef of God's Word.
I bet you're going to tell them about Disciple Town.
Well, I am going to tell them about Disciple Town, and many of them already know about that. In fact, in part one of the Kids Church Cookbook, the bonus content gives them a bunch of samples of Disciple Town so that they can try teaching one lesson of Disciple Town and see a bunch of samples of Disciple Town. And in all the future episodes of the Kids Church Cookbook, I have invited other great curriculums to be included as bonus content in the upcoming parts of the Kids Church Cookbook so that they can actually see what some of the other curriculums are that are available on Kidology and get some bonus content as well. So they are going to get samples of a wide variety of Kids Church curriculums in addition to Disciple Town to see just what are many of the wonderful Kids Church materials available on Kidology. Download them, try them in their children's church, and the ones they like, of course, they could purchase those and begin to teach those in their Kids Church. And with the tools they learn in the Kids Church Cookbook, they'll be able to write some of their own curriculum if they choose, tweak the ones that they buy to adapt to their ministry, and pretty soon they're going to become incredible chefs of God's Word.
Man, this sounds like a really exciting resource that is just going to equip children's pastors and teachers to become gourmet teachers of the Word of God.
That's my prayer, Gus.
Wow. So where could they go to learn more about this amazing resource?
Of course, all the information is available on Kidology.org. If they want a little shortcut, they can just type in Kidology.org/cookbook, and that'll take them straight to information on the Kids Church Cookbook.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I can't wait to start cooking up the Word of God, that is.
Well, it's almost dinner time. You want to head upstairs? I'll be happy to cook you up some dinner.
You know, I think I got an appointment. No, seriously, it's not a problem. Oh, look at the time. Look at the time. I gotta go.
Thanks for spending some time with Carl and Gus. If you teach children, we hope you'll check out the Kids Church Cookbook and the Kids Church Cooking Show. Thanks for joining us for this departure from our normal format to tell you about this exciting new resource from Carl on Kidology.org. Next time, Carl and Gus will return to discussing another training topic that is sure to both challenge and inspire, but of course, in their uniquely entertaining style. Be sure to subscribe via iTunes so you don't miss a single podcast. And tell a friend about childrensministrypodcast.com. It's free, and it's part of Kidology.org's mission to equip and encourage those in children's ministry.